Today's daf is Demai Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Mabez towards the bottom. The Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Riddell, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we continue here in the fourth parak of Maseches Demai in our travels through Seder Zraim Yerushalmi, Parak HaLokeach Peros, and we are towards the bottom on Lamed Vav Mabez. We're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, the Gemara quoted a brisa, quoted a Tosefta, that said, what happens if you see an Amma Ares being Mafresh Maisha Shady? Can you assume that he was also Mafresh Maisha Rishon? So that's the question. That's a Machlokas. Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that, no, you can't, because it's harder to be Mafresh Maisha Rishon, because that you're giving away. Maisha Shady, you're going to have yourself. So if you see somebody being Mafresh Maisha Rishon, then fine. You could trust them about that he was Mafresh Maisha Shady. But if he was Mafresh Maaser Sheni, then you can't be trusting that he was Mafresh Maaser Rishon, because who knows? Maybe it was too hard for him to give it away. So you can't trust. That's the Chachamim, and that's what we hold. But Rabbi Eliezer says that you could trust either way. Even if you see him being Mafresh Maaser Sheni, he's also Neman to be Mafresh Maaser Rishon, that he did. So the question is, what's the reason for that? So now the Gemara says, let's go back to do that again. Five lines from the bottom. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Why does he say that if you see an Amma Aretz being Mafresh Maaser Sheni, you could assume he was Mafresh Maaser Rishon? Isn't it harder to be Mafresh Maaser Rishon because you give it away to the Levi? At least Maaser Sheni, you have yourself. So either Mishum Sheno Chashud Lahakdim, is it because he's not chashed to go out of order, to be mocked in one before the other? Right? We know the pasuk in, I think in Mishpatim, Maleach Avedimacha Lo Sa'acher, a mitzvah's asay to be mafresh the matanos in order, first Bikurim, and then Shruma, and then Maaser Rishon, and then Maaser, Chumas Maaser, and then Maaser Sheni, and do it in order. So, is that the reason? So if you see him doing a later one, so he must have done the earlier one. So again, is that halachic? Is that psychological? Is that if somebody's doing it, is it going to go in order? Unclear. But either way, well, we assume he went in order. O mishum shefer sheni chazaka shefer rishon, or no, or it's just because if you see him doing one, then it must be he's doing the other. Because remember, the average Amma Aretz, you don't know if he did either. Right? The Amma Aretz is only does truma gedola. So if you see him doing one, he must have done the other two. Right? Chazaka mishum shehifrish sheni chazaka shehifrish rishon. So is that the reason? So the Gemara says v'hatataninan, but our Mishnah is a raya. Our Mishnah is a raya to the second pshat. Why? The first pshat. Our Mishnah is right to the first one. Why? Remember, our Mishnah had a machlokes, whether Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, whether the lokeach, if you buy demai from an Amma Aretz, do you have to take off the Maaser Ani? Do you have to be mafresh the Maaser Ani? Rabbi Lazar says no. Rabbi Lazar says you do not have to be mafresh the Maaser Ani of demai. And the Chachamim say you do. So why is that? We had yesterday the shita that maybe it's tevel chayev misa if I wasn't mafresh it. So that's why Rabbi Elazar said that you don't have to be mafresh it because the ani is scared. So let's see. So the Mishnah says though v'hadat tanina Rabbi Elazar omer ein adam sarach likwa shem lo meiser ani shel d'mai. Rabbi Elazar shita in the Mishnah is that you don't even have to designate. And be kari shem. The buyer doesn't have to designate because you can assume that the amaretz did it. Because he's scared of it, as we saw yesterday from Rav, that if somebody eats Peros Tful on the Maaser Ani, it's still a problem. Our Girsa of Chai Misa, the Rambam's Girsa of getting Malkus. But what do you see from the Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar says, you don't have to be Kori Shem for Maaser Ani. Mashma Hasheni Tzarech. Maaser Sheni, though, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about. Maaser Sheni, you would have to designate and separate and bring up to Yerushalayim and eat it. So, one second. If the second view of Rabbi Elazar is right, if you see that he's mafresh one, that he's mafresh the other, or if you know he's mafresh one, he's mafresh the other, see here you know he was mafresh Maaser Ani. And yet, you're not allowed to assume that he was mafresh Maaser Sheni. So, you see from there that it's not just a question of order, it's just a question of you see, it's not a question of if he does one, he does the other one, because here he did one, and you can't assume he did the other one. So, ma im sheni, and the Gemara just even adds, if Maaser Sheni, she'ein l'rabo tovas hana, by Maaser Sheni, where the Rav, who the Rav is here, Marafolda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem doesn't get any parts of Maaser Sheni, meaning you get to eat the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, But if my Maaser Sheni, where you get to eat it, and yet we don't trust that he did it, Tzarech Lahafrish, therefore the buyer has to be Mafrish. So Rishon, Sheish the Rabbo Tovas Hanah, where in the Maaser Rishon, where the Rabbo, meaning Hashem, has Tovas Hanah, you have to give it to some, but one of his servants, you have to give it to the Levi, so surely you can't assume that that was done. Lokal Shekein, surely it was not done, and therefore you would have to be Mafrish. But what do you see from here? You don't just say, if he did one, he did the other one, it must be the first Sad. Must be the first side, that if you'd see him do Maaser Sheni, then it must be that he did Maaser Rishon, because he wouldn't have gone out of order. But Maaser Ani maybe isn't in that order, right? Just because you saw him do Maaser Ani, the Mishnah, it reflects that you're not allowed to assume Maaser Sheni. You have to go in order regarding the Matnas Kahuna and Levia, right? Not including the other Matanos, the Matnas Aniyim. Right, Maaser Ani, I think we mentioned earlier, but that's something that we spoke about a little bit in Peah. Maaser Ani is usually put in the world, when we discuss the various groups of Seder Zrayim, we usually have Trumas and Maaseris in one group, and we have Leket Shech and Peah in the other group, as we spoke about a lot in Maseches Peah. Where does Maaser Ani go? So Maaser Ani, really, conceptually, it belongs with Leket Shech and Peah. Right, because that's the Matnas Aniyim. But when it's taken, it has to do with the other Siddurim, right? Maaser Ani takes the place of Maaser Sheni in year 3 and year 6. So it kind of straddles both groups, right? The Maaser Ani is one of its Matnas Aniyim, but it's also dependent on the group of Maaser, of Matnas Kahuna and Matnas Levia, because of when it is given. And we spoke about it in the last parak of Peah. It's a unique form of staka. It's a type of staka that comes there at a certain specific times, v'chulu. Okay, so we continue the Mishnah now. Says the Gemara, says the Tosefta. Says the Tosefta. Hosi lohen ma'aser sheni mitoch beiso. What happens if an Am Haaretz comes out and brings what he says is ma'aser sheni? He brings it out from his house, and Amar Lahan, Paduyu, he says, by the way, here's fruit. It was Maaser Sheni that I redeemed onto money. So now it's Chulin. Right? Now you can eat it. So he is usually not believed to say anything as Maaser Sheni, but he could have just said, this is Chulin. He brought me out fruit. And therefore, Ne'eman, he is believed. The Marafulda says, Emas Kedushaso Alav. The Ema of the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni is on him, and therefore he wouldn't lie. The Rambam says, you saw he was actually mafrish the Maaser Sheni, but the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, Pesha Asar, hu Pesha Hitir, right, as we discussed a few days ago, right, he could have just said, this is Chulin, and instead he said, it's Maaser Sheni that was redeemed. So therefore, we are able to believe him based on that svar. Remember, Pesha Asar, the Gemara Ksubis Chav Beis in the Bavli, about if a woman comes to town and says, hi, I'm a Grusha, I'm free to get married, we trust her, because Pesha Asar, who Pesha Hitir, and the other case, which we did not mention then, the Nishbesi Utahorani. That was the other case of Pesha Asar mentioned there in Ksubis. A woman comes and says, hi, I was captured, but I was not violated. I was not violated by the captors, and there too. We didn't even know she was captured. If we knew she was captured, so then there's something to talk about. That's no Pesha Asar. Just like if we knew she was married, right? That's not Pesha Asar, because we already knew from outside sources. But if we know everything from her, or hear everything from him, then we would be able to trust. But the Gemara continues and says, Piduli ufidu lachem, enon amon. But what if he comes out with Maaser Sheni fruit and says, Paduli, it was, right, I redeemed them. And if you don't trust me, do it yourself. So what are we supposed to do with that comment? Right, I did it, but if you don't trust me, do it yourself. So he's already opening up the box that maybe he didn't do it. Right, if he says, and if you don't trust me. So, Peduli, Ufdulachem, Enonema, that he won't be believed, because there's already, as the Marafolda says, Pikpuk Bedover. There's already a pikpuk. There's already a doubt of what he's alluding to, and therefore we are not somech on that. Good. The next, Masnisa, right, this Bryce that we just said, that if he says that he was mafrish, then you're allowed to eat it, right? So therefore, we assume you're allowed to eat it. What about the Maaser Rishon? He came out in this Bryce, right? This is a Tosefta in Trumos. He says that if he comes in and says, yeah, it was Maaser Sheni and I redeemed it, it's all good. You're allowed to believe him. What about the Maaser Rishon? Right? If you do assume that he took up Maaser, if you're allowed to eat it, right? If it says it here, ne'eman, that means ne'eman to eat it. So it sounds like this Bryce is assuming that if he says that he did the Maaser Sheni, then he did the Maaser Risha too. Who is that like? That's like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer in the Bryce that we started off with today. Right? Masnisa de Rebbe Eliezeri. Right? So this Tosefta sounds like it's the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. De Rebbe Eliezer Omer, ha ne'eman ala Sheni, ne'eman ala Rishon. Right? He's the one that said, as we started off today, if you know Maaser Sheni, you took off Maaser Rishon. Right? So is this Tosefta? We never like to be boxed into one Shita. So the Gemara says, do we have to assume that this Tosefta, who does not mention this Tosefta, is anonymous, doesn't mention any names, is only like the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer that we had in the other source that we had yesterday? About the Machlokas, whether Maaser Sheni, Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara says, I'm Rebbe Yossi, Devar Yakolhi. No, maybe not. Maybe you don't have to say that it has to be the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. It could even be the Achachamim. Why? Asu oso kitosefes habikurim. They made it like Tosefes Bikurim. What's Tosefes Bikurim? What's Bikurim? You go out and you put a little ribbon on what's starting to grow. Harezu Bikurim. But once it grows, you don't have too many Bikurim, too much Bikurim. So what they used to do is to put in other things in the basket. Make it look a lot. And that was part of the gift of giving it to the Kohen. That was called Tosefes Bikurim. That's described in the Mishnayos in the third parak. Tosefes Bikurim. You see in the Mishnah, in the Mara Folda, quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim. Tosefes Bikurim Hainu. Iker Bikurim. The Iker Bikurim Hain Te'eno Eshkol Shebikar Rishon. Iker Bikurim. Right, it's only from the Shivas Aminim, and one of the first ones that grew. V'Tosefes Shemeniach Imahen. Af Shar Te'enim Va'anavim. You put with them also other figs and grapes. Amar Kohen Halokea. Right, so therefore you put together other fruits. So just like, so the Gemara says now, so you make this like Tosefes Bikurim. Ma Tosefes HaBikurim Ne'echeles B'tahara Ne'echel U'peturim in Adamai. Just like the Tosefes Bikurim, you can eat B'tahara. And you could assume it is tar like Bikurim, and it is pater from Tamai, because Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, it's like Chalas Am Ha'aretz. Remember we had before that you don't have to be Choshesh, that there's any issue. By Chalas Am Ha'aretz, maybe they're scared of Kachim, we mentioned then, or they just weren't gozer there. So just like, this Tosefes Bikurim, you could treat like Bikurim, and you could assume it is tar, and Nechalas Bataro, Baturim and Adamai, Avzeh, so too, in this case, you could assume that way, even according to the Chachamim. Avze nechal mishum sheni upater mishum rishon. Why? Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Avze nechal mishum sheni upater mina rishon. Avze kiva chayze nechal mishum sheni. Once you're allowed to eat it, because you could assume the Maaser Sheni was taken off, pater mina tamai. Hilkach. Af lechachamim. De eno nem on the rishon shari ba'achila. To mikomak on pater mina tamai. You could treat this once it's being given with something else, like the Tosefes Bikurim, so you could assume that it is all okay, and we can pater. So what about earlier when the Rabbanan said Eino Ne'eman? Right, look back at the Mara Folda. V'adamina le'el the Rabbanan Eino Ne'eman l'rishon lahafrish mishar haperos shehifrish mehen amaiser sheni avala maiser sheni atzmo pater. Right, if he gives you something, a specific fruit, then he can assume that fruit is taken care of. Just like he gives you a whole basket of Bikurim. You can assume the whole basket is taken care of. It's just that, what was the Rabbanan talking about before? If you see him be Mafresh Maaser Sheni, what about the other fruit? Could you trust that he took a Maaser Rishon from the other fruit? Says the Mara Folda, that's where we wouldn't trust. That's where we wouldn't trust. And again, it continues the Mara Folda, to Logara Maaser Sheni Zeh, Mitosefes Bikurim. We treat it because it's been given as one package. Here it's one item. Here is one item even, but similar to the Tosefes Bikurim, there, because it's been given as one matana, so you could trust, even the Rabbanan, even according to the Sheet of the Rabbanan, that if you see him taking off Maaser Sheni, you can't assume that he took off Maaser Rishon. That's talking about other produce that he has. But the item that he says is Maaser Sheni, that for sure the Rabbanan would agree that is okay. So that is what the Gemara says. Maybe it's Dibri HaKol, and the Gemara ends off by saying, I don't think so. That's a little dachuk. Comparing it to Tosefes Bikurim. Right? Tosefes Bikurim, maybe that's a special institution where if you put it with the Bikurim in the basket, then you can trust. But here, who says? Who says? Maybe the Rabbanan say, even if you trust for Maisa Sheni, you can't trust for Maisa Rishon. Remember we said, on top we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Tovas Hana'a, so to speak. And therefore, the Gemara says, Rabbi Hananya says, that I think that Brisa in Tosef, that Tosefta in Trumas is only according to the Rabbi Lazar, and the Rabbanan would not agree. Bikurim, we mentioned a while ago, let's mention this again, because the gathos of Dafyomi is that we also get to review some of the Yesodos that come up every so often. Bikurim is a different type. We said before, Maaser Ani has its uniqueness, right? It goes into both groups. Bikurim has a uniqueness, right? Bikurim is the only one of the Matnas Kahuna that one designates before it grows, right? All the other ones on the list are after I have all of my produce, right? After everything's grown, then I have to take off Trumas and Maaseres v'chulu. Bikurim is before. That's why Bikurim, out of all of them, hashkafically represent Emunah. I'm going to give something before anything grows. Once I have everything, wow, look how much I have, and I have a big pile, I'm going to give some of it to the Kohen and to the Levi. Bikurim, nothing grew yet. Nothing grew yet. Right, that's Tosfos. Tosfos goes to the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the source for the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'haya emunas itecha chosin Yeshua schachmas vadas. Emuna ze seder zroim. Why is emuna seder zroim? Because Tosfos says, you want to be a farmer, you have to have emuna. Right, you're planting, there's no rain, there's no parnasa. Right? Or maybe other professions, you could feel like, oh, kochi vosem yadi, the more I put into it, the more business I do, the more time. By a farmer, you could do whatever you want, but if it's not going to rain, it's not going to work. And therefore, Bikurim is even more than that. Within Seder Zrayim, Bikurim is even more than that. So you see it's already different, because it's done beforehand. That is why Tosfos has two deis, right? All the others, Trumas and Maaseres, and those are for sure mitzvahs atzliyas baretz. Shmita and Yovel, what about Bikurim? So that is a discussion. Those are two deis in Tosfos and Baba Basra on Daf Pei Aleph. Right, the Gemara there, if you remember, has a limud, has a pasuk to teach me that there's no Bikurim in Chutz Laretz. And ask Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for? There's no pasuk to tell me that Truma, there's no Truma in Chutz Laretz, or Maaser Rishon in Chutz Laretz. It's obvious. Those are mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, so they only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos has two opinions. Tosfos' first day says, well, it's in the pasuk with Basar B'chalav. Right, twice in the Torah at least, we have Bikurim in the same pasuk as Basar B'chalav. So I would have thought, just like Basar B'chalav is not talui ba'aretz, right, not letting Basar B'chalav anywhere, so too, Bikurim is anywhere. V'yesh b'farshim, yishud di Bikurim, is kashula Basar B'chalav, t'chsev reishit Bikurim maskha, tavi beis Hashem l'kecho, osavashe gadi b'chalev yimo. They're in the same pasuk. That's a hekesh. So you would compare them. U'be'bichilta behed yamakesh lu, v'saka daitach, sh'yinogin af b'chutz la'aretz, kimo Basar B'chalav. It's an amazing day. Tosfos Bava Basra Pei Aleph. I would have thought Bikurim is in Chutz Laretz. Ula Rashba Nira Delo Chashivi Bikurim Mitzvah Tzliya Baretz. And the second day says the Rashba, one of the Bali Tosfos say Bikurim is not a Mitzvah Tzliya Baretz. Delo Dami Latruma Omaiser V'Chala. It's not similar to the other ones. Why? So I just gave one example. What makes it different? It's first. Second difference is there's no Tevel if you don't take it off. Nowadays, we don't take off Bikurim, right? We take off the other Trumas and Maaseres and throw it out. But we don't take off Bikurim. Why? How can you not take off Bikurim? It doesn't create Tevel. It's just that if you don't designate it, it's not a mitzvah. To Hasam, we don't want Bikurim around today, right? We don't have the Kohanim Ritameh, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't exactly know the walls. To Hasam, Gufa Peiros Mechuyavim B'Truma, the Tevel Ninhu, V'Asurin B'Achila, V'Lakacha Shuvenim Tuliyim Ba'aretz. Part of mitzvah Tuliyim Ba'aretz is the Tevel, Shebo. It's the fact that Tevel is created if you don't take it off. Aval, or exists. Aval Bikurim, Ein Achi of Tali Beperis. And the fact that there's no Tevel means it's a Chovas Gavra. It's a Chovas Gavra. You have a Chiv to take off Bikurim. So once it's a Chovas Gavra, so then maybe it applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ela Ba'adam, Dein Asaran Bachila, Aval Bishlo Yavish Ben Bikurim. So, 2 days in Tosfos. So what do those 2 days reflect? So the Achronim, the Mikdash David, and others explain, the second day of Tosfos says, Beferish, Bikurim is not a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz. And that's why I would have thought it's not limited. Kamashbalan is limited. So what's the Kamashbalan? Kamashbalan, it's not a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz, but it's one of those mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, even though it has nothing to do with the land. Like smicha, Egla Arufa, like Bracha Chacham HaRazim, maybe. So is that how you understand the Kamash Malan? It does have to, it does grow in the land. So maybe the Kamash Malan is, it's not a run-of-the-mill, exactly the same as the others, Mitzvah Tuliyah Ba'aretz, but it is a Mitzvah Tuliyah Ba'aretz. Maybe that's the Kamash Malan. The question is, how do you understand the Kamash Malan? But either way, the second day of Tosfos says, at least the Hava Mina is, that it's not a Mitzvah Tuliyah Ba'aretz. The first day, I must hold, it is a Mitzvah Tuliyah Ba'aretz, but there's a special clear Sakasu of Hekish, special din that is limited because of the Dimyon to Basar B'chalav. So those are 2 days of Tosfos, and once the dust settles, it's not 100% clear what it is, but that is Bikurim. That is Bikurim. Also interesting, the Medrash in Kisavo by Bikurim, talks about a part of the mitzvah Bikurim that does not, we don't have it anywhere else in terms of obligation. And that's Hishtachavoya. Hishtachavoya. Part of the Hishtachavisa l'fnei Malkecha. It says by Bikurim. Right, by Bikurim, you have to bow down. Nowhere else do we have an obligation. Okay, if you hear the name of the Kohen Gadol in the base of Mikdash, there's no chiv to hear the Kohen Gadol's the name and bow down. That's part of the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, or Mora of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no other mitzvah that we have that has with it Hishtachavaya. Tefillah, there is a bowing down by tefillah. It's not the same type of Hishtachavaya. One's Yotze, even if one does not do Hishtachavaya, it doesn't say Beferish. Tefillah might itself be Durabanan. So it's hard to say that Hishtachavaya is more Chamor, but the Hishtachavaya is part of the mitzvah. So what is it about Hishtachavaya? Right, there's a medrash in Bereishis Rabba Nun Vav, v'nishtachavem v'nashuva aleichem, by Avram Avinu and the Akedah. Hakol b'chus l'shtachavaya. Everything is b'chus l'shtachavaya. Avram Avinu lo chazar mehar mariel b'chus l'shtachavaya. Avram Avinu was successful in the Akedah only b'chus v'nishtachavem v'nashuva aleichem. Avoseinu lo nigalu mimitzrayim ela b'chus l'shtachavaya. V'lo kiblu Yisrael haTorah ela b'chus l'shtachavaya. Hagolios ein lo miskansos ela b'chus l'shtachavaya. V'ayah b'yom hu yitachav b'shofar gadol. Uvoa odem eretz ashtur v'anidachav eretz b'shayim v'yishtachavu l'ashem barak kodesh b'yishalayim. So hishtachavaya, this bowing down. So what is it about this Hishtachavaya? So Nesiv Shalom in Kisavo develops the idea that Hishtachavaya, bowing down, is a reflection, of course, of Hachna'a, of lowering myself, of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Right? That's the physical act reflecting what should be going on in my mind and my heart. Hishtachavaya hi Hachna'a ubitul gamur shel kol chelkei haguf kolel ha'ivarim hatachtonim midora klipos. Right, we go, physically go down to reflect that we're bittol ayesh. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and at every stage, Avraham Avinu. So according to this, you don't even have to say he literally bowed down. The fact that he did the akedah, that was an act of Hishtachavaya. Right, when we bring bikurim, that's an act of Hishtachavaya. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the reason that I have this. Right, the Avosina lo nigalu mimitzrayim. All of this is b'schus Hishtachavaya. So that's what he develops the idea here in the Nesiv Shalom on Kisavo. Shekol zman she'adam shakua be'enochius v'yeshus nihye mechitzu u'meisach hamavdil hamafzik ben Yehudi le HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a little about Bikurim. We continue now, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah. So the second half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah spoke about, do you have to designate Maiser Ani? Fine. Second half of the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to bring, the way we already interpreted it, what the Gemara says. But again, what did the Mishnah say? If somebody was Kori Shem for Trumas Maiser of Demai and Maiser Ani, on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you already designated it. You were actually mafresh it on Shabbos or Yantif. You can't bring it. You can't bring it to the recipients. Right? The Shumas Maiser you can't bring to the Kohen. And the Maiser Ani, you can't bring to the Ani on Shabbos. Lo Yitzleim, so the language of the Mishnah was Lo Yitzleim b'Shabbos, which sounds like you shouldn't take them on Shabbos. You shouldn't be mafresh, but we know you're not allowed to be mafresh Shumas and Maisers on Shabbos. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. So we're talking, it means that you can't, even if you designated them, you had it in mind before, and you do the actual Hafrasha on Shabbos, so then you can't bring it to the Ani or the Kohen. And the Mishnah ended off by saying, but if he's Lemudim Lo Cheletzlo, but if he is somebody who always eats by you, so then he can, he could eat by you and eat it, as long as you let him know what it is. That's what the Mishnah said. So now, the Mishnah really means lo yitnei b'Shabbos, as we just explained. The Mishnah means you can't give it on Shabbos. Not that you can't be mafrish on Shabbos. Of course you can't be mafrish on Shabbos. That we know already. You can't give it on Shabbos. Why not? Why can't you give gzeira mishum hafrasha? If you're able to bring truma to a kohen on Shabbos, then you might come to be mafrish it on Shabbos, which is an issur d'rabbanan of tikkun. Even if you were mafrish it beforehand. Even if you actually separated it. Our Mishnah is talking about you just designated it. But even if you actually separated it beforehand, there's a gzeira d'rabbanan, you can't give it. You can't give one of the matanas on Shabbos because then you might come to be mafresh it on Shabbos, which you are not allowed to, which you are not allowed to do. Ditanina taman, like we learned over there, right? Our Mishnah could be learned along with the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, right? People are more familiar with the Mishnah of Maseches Beitza because that's one of the Bavli Masechtas, right? Demai, they're not as familiar, but the Mishnah in Beitza says similarly. We learned in Beitza, Daf Yud Beis in the Bavli. On Yantif, when you're allowed to bake challah on Yantif, right? So if you bake challah on Yantif, then you couldn't have taken off the challah beforehand. You made the dough on Yantif. So let's say matanos. You could shecht on Yantif. You could shecht an animal. So what happens if you now have the matnas kahuna to give to the Kohen? You have the Zerol HaChayim in the Keva, right? The parts of the animal. You have the forearm and you have one of the jaws, right, to give to the jaw and one of the stomachs to give to the Kohen. So Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to bring those to the Kohen on Yantif. Bein Shehermo Me'emesh, Bein Shehermo Me'hayom. Whether you had it done, you were separated it from Erev, from Friday, or Me'e Shehermo Me'hayom, or even if you did it today and you couldn't have brought it to the Kohen beforehand, still, you're not allowed to bring it to the Kohen on Yantif. Beis Hillel Matirin. And Beis Hillel says, Mutter. Beis Hillel says, you are allowed to. You're allowed to bring it, in certain cases to the Kohen. So, says the Gemara. This is what to talk about, but we're in the middle of a sentence. Let's just continue. Hada Yalfa Menahiva, he Yalfa Menada. Each Mishnah needs each other. Each bit, the Mishnah in Demai needs the Mishnah in Beitza, and vice versa. Right? This is like the Gemara says in Bavli, Vitzrichasan, you need both. Vitzricha need both. Hada the Alpha Minada, Hahi, the Mishnah in Demai learns from the Mishnah in Beitza, he Yantif, he Shabbos. It applies to Yantif or Shabbos, this din. You might have thought it's a special din of Shabbos, which is more chamor, right? Because our Mishnah only talks about Shabbos. Lo Yitzlein B'Shabbos, doesn't mention Yantif. So the Mishnah in Beitza talks about Yantif. So the Mishnah in Beitza teaches us that the same halacha applies to Yantif. Vahi Yalfa Min Hada. And what is that Mishnah in Beitza lacking that you need the Mishnah in Demai? Belimudin. The last line of our Mishnah, where if the Kohen is a good friend of yours and always eats by you, so then you would be able to give it to him. The Ruchaim Kanievsky says, it doesn't appear like you're giving it to them then, because they're always around. So it doesn't appear like you're giving it to them, and therefore it would be allowed. Aval b'she'en limudin, but if it's a situation where they don't usually eat by you, then lo salak al barnashe, it won't go up in the mind of a person, mechol pista b'beisit d'chavre. Right? People don't eat in strangers' houses. They don't just go into people's houses and eat. So if somebody's eating with you that doesn't usually eat with you, it must be they're giving him a matana. Right? And then that's not allowed, as we said on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? Tosfos in Beitza Daf Yud Beis, Tosfos there in Daf Yud Beis Mabeis says, it's not only that you're not allowed to give it to the Kohen, in Molichin is the language of the Mishnah. You can't bring it to them. Even if they come to your house, as is reflected from this last line. You can't give Chumas and Maestris on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, unless they always eat by your house. If they always eat by your house and they're guests, there are fixtures in your house, then that doesn't look like it's being given, so then it's okay. Then the Durabanan doesn't apply. But otherwise, right, Tosfos says there, Daf Yud Beis Pirsh, Lav Davka Molichin, to who adinim yavo akoin lebeisa, lo yitzneim lo. Even if the Kohen comes to your house, and he quotes, Tosfos there, quotes our Yerushalmi, like we just said, you're not allowed to give it even in your house. The Rashba there in Beisa quotes an unusual, little strange shita, which we don't really understand. Because the Rashba there has a daya that, and quoting Tosfos, which we don't have this Tosfos, he says, what does it mean, molichin? Hai molichin, dafka derech rishus harabim hu. Rishus harabim. You can't go through Rishus HaRabim. The problem is, that's also talking about Yontif. There's no Yontif. There's no Rishus HaRabim on Yontif. In Hotzah. So the Rashba says, Veinu Mechuber Be'enai. And this isn't an issue of Malacha. This is an issue of giving it to the Kohen. To Iker Time, Mishum Ein Magvi and Shumas Amaisras Be'yontif. The issue is to the Agzeir Mishum Hafrasha. Nothing to do with Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the Rashba says, Maishna Rishus HaYachad, Maishna Rishus HaRabim. Does not understand this Deya. But there's this Deya out there that says, which would be against our Gemara and Tamai. Because Argamar clearly says that even if he comes to your house, right, the Mishnah over there, Ein Molich in his Dako, which is a Rabim, right, even if he doesn't leave your house, would be something that would be a problem. Okay, either way, that is why you need both Mishnayos, right, both Mishnayos, the one here and the one there, in terms of Halacha. Another difference could be Beis Hillel. There is Machlokes B'Shama Beis Hillel. Right here is just quoted as without opinions. Okay, Tani lo yisari vadam b'chaver la'archo p'shashi yodei sheina rotze. A person, once we're talking about eating in people's houses, you shouldn't push somebody to eat in your house if you know they're not gonna say yes. You know they're not gonna say yes. Push them to make it seem like you're a really nice guy. Right, that's called Gnevas Das. Right, you're not allowed to push somebody if you know that they're not going to listen, because that is Gnevas Das. V'lo yarbalo b'tikroves b'shashu yodesh yinu makabel. And don't try to give him presents, right, if you know he's not going to accept. Right, don't do that. Ma b'tikroves, what does that mean, b'tikroves? Bimar b'tikroves, yoda duhu rachitz. So, 2 days in the Mefarshim, what does this mean? Right, let's say rachitz from the word washed. Let's say you know he washed already, and he says, and you say, oh, please come wash. Oh, you washed already. I didn't even realize. I had brought water up from the river to give to you. Oh, you washed already. Right, that's Gnevas Das. Right, you're not allowed to do that. Right, the other way, what rachitz could also mean in Aramaic, rachitz means to rely on. To rely on, right? We say in Berich Shemei, Be'yana rachitz, right, on him I rely. Right, v'lo tamei rachitzna, right, v'lo deshmaya. So if you know he's relying on somebody else, and he already has things taken care of, v'umachrich ilave, right? And you're matriach adim. No, I'll take care of you. Oh, it's taken care of already. Right? The Ma'ariv Folda says the laharbos bebitchono. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky is the one that says it has to do with being washed already. Ubi Yerushalayim havi mafech pilchei desmala liyamina. In Yerushalayim, they switched the pilchei from the left to the right. What does that mean? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says they had these like ribbons on their doorways. So that there's no Gnevas Das. So they had these ribbons to show if they had any extra seats at their table. Once their table was full, you moved it to the left side. So you know if he's inviting you, you can't do any inviting once your table's full. Right? So that's why they moved it to the left, so there can't be any Gnevas Das. You can't trick anything. Or that's on the house. If you look in the Ma'ariv Folda or in the Gra, it was like something on their arm. Some type of sleeve that they switch from right to left. Also regarding invitations to make it clear that, you know, if I'm full, if I'm not really inviting you, I would switch this. Anyway, so they had practices to prevent Gnevas Das. We spoke a little bit about yesterday. Again, most Rishonim assume Gnevas Das is a Daraisa. It's included in Gnevas. Some Rishonim quote that Gnevas Das is a Durabanan. Real Gneva, money, that's Daraisa. Gnevas Das, right, is that Daraisa? So if you look in the smack in mitzvah, Reish Samach Beis, he says Durabanan. V'yesh Gneva Acheres, She'asru Chachaman, Kegon Gnevas Das, Aser. V'afil Das Shal Akum Aser. So the smack says it's Durabanan. The Rambam sounds like it's Durabanan. The Rambam has a lashon in Hilchas Deos, right? The Rambam says Veloti, he has it in Hilchas Deos. That itself, Va'asu Lugnam Das Abrias, Avila Das Agoy, Kate said, and he has these examples. So he doesn't have this in Hilchas Gneva. The fact that he has this in Hilchas Deos already shows something. So it sounds like maybe it's a Durabanan. Again, many sources. There are some that hold it's Daraisa. The Smag, the Iraim seem to say it's Daraisa. Others say it's Durabanan. Either way, it is a halacha, and here there were some practices to prevent people from taking advantage. Okay, we'll have to stop here. As we continue here in the fourth perek of Maseches Tamai, 2 more blot to Perek HaLokeach Peros before we get to Perek HaLokeach Min HaNachto.